Welcome to Shomar Shavuot Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lo Yinish Masam B'Yakasholoyim, and Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tainis Daf Chofei. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, on top of the page, brings the story of Chanina ben Doisa, who was very, very poor. And his wife complained to him and said, how long can we suffer to have such poverty? So Chanina ben Doisa davened for her, and they brought him from Shemayim, came a hand with a leg of a table, a golden table. Came from Shemayim. And then they saw in a dream, different Gersoris, if he saw it or she saw it, they saw that the Osid Lavoi and Elam Abba, all the tzaddikim will have tables of three legs, and they're going to have tables only of two legs, and then they decided to ask back that the leg should go back to Shemayim. What's the understanding over here of Chanina ben Doisa? That a table has three legs in Shemayim, and one was given to Chanina ben Doisa. We know that normally a table is supposed to have four legs. Why is it here three legs? So the Maharsha explains that what are the three legs that we're talking about, the table you have in Osid Lavoi? We talk about the three amudim that the world stands on. Torah, Avodo, Ugmilus Chasod. Says the Maharsha that Rav Chanina ben Doisa said, please give me something from the schar that I deserve in Olam Haba. That's what really affected what he was saying. And that's where they were showing him that he's going to lose a little bit from his table of Olam Haba. He's going to lose one leg. Which leg is it? Says the Maharsha, what was the main avodah of Chanina ben Doisa in this world? Was tefillah, which is amud ha-avodah. So that, he's taking away from his main schar, from his main reward of Osid Lavoi, the amud of avodah goes to him, and that's something which when he realized that's what's going to be lost, he has to take it back. Reb Chaim Volozhin and Ruach Chaim, Ovos Perakal Mishnah Gimel, says it a little differently. He takes the Ma'alach and the Ma'ashol that we're talking about, Torah, Avoid Gulos Chasadim. But he says, you know what, which leg did he get? The leg of Gulos Chasadim. And why is that so? So explains the Reb Chaim Volozhin, this goes back to the beginning of our sugya, the end of Chavdal Adamud Beis. The other Gemara tells us, Reb Chanina ben Doisa, he was supporting the entire world. But he himself ate only kaf charuvim me'av Shabbos le'av Shabbos. Why is that so? Simple understanding is he didn't eat so much food. He was mistapik amut. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the reason why he had so little is because the whole world was supported by him. He had a schus for a lot of food, a lot of parnasa, a lot of everything. He gave everything he had to the world. So he was left with nothing. That is the tremendous chesed of Chanina ben Doisa. It's the biggest chesed possible. Usually chesed is a person does chesed. He does chesed a few minutes a day, a few hours a day. He gives himself to others. But here Chanina ben Doisa is giving everything he has to the world. What all the shefa that's supposed to come down to him, he is giving it as a pipeline to the world. It goes to him, he's giving it on. He doesn't have anything left for himself. Everything is giving on. That's what Chanina ben Doisa does. That's what the tzaddikim do, being a tzinur to be mashpia to the world. When his wife is complaining and he's asked Kadosh Baruch Hu to give him what he deserves, so now he's giving less to the world. So what he's losing is that leg, which is called the leg of Gemilas Chasadim. He's losing that tremendous chesed that he does to give to others. He's going to take it away because he's going to now take to himself. He's not taking the schar of Olam Haba that he has, like Maharsha says. He's taking from the shpa that's coming to the world. That's why he's missing that leg, according to Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And this he merely explained that this is totally zebezeh. Because the reason he was so poor is because he gave others. If he's not going to be so poor, he's going to lose what he's giving others. That's why he's losing the leg of Gemilas Chasadim. Finally, the Keren Oiro has a different explanation here in the sugya. He builds it on the Maharsha, but he goes in a different direction. He says like this. The Gemara in Brachas that Yudzayim with Beis brings the same Gemara we said over here, that Chanina ben Doisa was supporting the whole world and he didn't have anything. And the Gemara starts with another sentence. The whole world gets chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the tzaddikim, they deserve what they get. Says the Keren Oiro, the whole world, this Olam Hazeh, they get everything because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia chesed to the world, even though they don't deserve. We all are living, being supported, having a good life, not because we deserve it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us b'chazdoi. But the tzaddikim say, we want to get everything what we deserve. We don't want to get any chesed. We want to leave the chesed to the world to come. Says the Kohen Lasid Lava, and there we can get the hashpoas of the midos of Kosh Boko, the main midos of chesed, kvura, tiferes, the first three midos. All the hashpoas come there. That's the thing to say in this world. I don't want to get anything from the midos of Kosh Boko. I want to leave it Lasid Lava. That's why in this world, I'm not taking anything. I'm not taking anything I don't deserve. I'm leaving that loylam haba. That's how the tzaddikim think. That's what the Gemara tells us over there. The whole world is getting a tzedakah. But there in Nizayin Bezoya, only what they deserve. They're not getting anything for above. They want to leave it for lost love. Says the Karanoiro, that's what Chanin Ben Doisa is saying right now. When he's saying, I want to get a little bit now, meaning he's giving up some of what he's going to get lost love. That's one of the legs of the hashpoyas that he's supposed to get when he gets lost love. He's not going to have that b'shleimus. That was the remez, that one of the three legs of his table is giving out. He's not going to have the full hashpah that he wants to, lasid lavoi. So according to the Kari Noyer, we're not talking about the three amudin the world stands on. We talk about the three type of hashpahs that cover him above. Similar to Abchaim Velozhiner, we talk about the chesed, but not the chesed because of what he's doing, but chesed mitzad, the chesed what Kosh Baruch Hu is giving. And this is what Rebbe Chaim is giving up if he gets the chesed now and not leaving it, lost it lovely. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.